This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is back at the White House after being treated for COVID-19 at Walter Reed Military Medical Center. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Supporters of President Donald Trump were gathered outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center Monday night, hoping for a glimpse of the president as he departed for the White House after being treated for COVID-19. The president was seen by reporters only briefly.
Thank you very much.
Earlier Monday, Trump tweeted, "Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." Meantime, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany announced Monday morning she has tested positive for the virus, adding her to a list that includes the president and first lady and several senior staff members. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The head of the agency emergencies at World Health Organization said Monday the agency's best estimates indicate roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus, more than 20 times the number of confirmed cases, and he warned of a difficult period ahead. Dr. Michael Ryan, speaking to a special session of the WHO's 34-member executive board focusing on COVID-19, said the figures vary from urban to rural areas and between different groups, but that ultimately it means the vast majority of the world remains at risk. He said the pandemic would continue to evolve, but the tools exist to suppress transmission and save lives. Ryan said Southeast Asia faced a surge in cases, and the Eastern Mediterranean were seeing an increase, while the situations in Africa and the Western Pacific positive. Overall, though, he said that the world was heading into a difficult period. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.